Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us in the studio a returning guest to the show. We've got Kit Rich, who is the Harris Nature Center Coordinator. Welcome back to the show, Kit.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Kit, we really appreciate your coming in. And one of the reasons why we wanted to have you in is because I understand from talking to Rick, who I guess knows something about Harris Nature Center, that there's some new stuff that's going on out there. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
All right. Well, yes, Rick is out at the Nature Center fairly often, and we appreciate his support in that regard. And we are very excited to talk about some of the new changes that we've got going on. They're a little bit on the structural end because we've been building.
Nails and hammers.
Yes. And one really exciting thing is that with the help of our Nature Center Foundation, we've built a beautiful overlook deck, and this is right behind the building, and it looks over the Red Cedar River, which is a beautiful wooded river that comes right through the east part of Lansing and dumps into the Grand, as most people know. And now from this deck, people can sit and view the river, and it's a good place to relax. It's a good place for us to teach classes. It's a wonderful addition.
No picnic tables or chase lounges or anything like that?
Not there, but elsewhere.
Right. You can picnic nearby, but then on the deck, we're just going to look at the beauty of nature.
I was traveling out there to check up on a project, and there were individuals, maybe State of Michigan employees, I don't know, but they were out at the picnic tables just on their lunch hour and having a fun lunch, and it was just a nice gathering. It was kind of nice to see that particular nature center being used as more than just what you would think. It's a real excellent little nook in the woods. One of the things that the way it's strategically located, for those listeners who haven't been there, it's tucked away. You go down, you cross over a little bridge, and then there's a small driveway that if you don't find, you miss, you're gone. And then when you get there, you don't necessarily see the river right off. You know, it's really wooded. It's really, and it's done more of that as the years have gone by. It's this fully developed nature center. So having this overlook really introduces the element that it's all centered around, and that's the river right outside the door. But you can't see it if you don't have a way of looking at it, and that was kind of the idea with that particular overlook, is let kids really engage with nature. You want to talk a little bit more about that? How will you use that?
Yeah. One of our big themes is connect with nature, and so we use that when we're talking about kids' programs, but adult programs too. You know, we firmly believe that everyone needs to have their time in nature, and that it's something that just helps us be better able to cope with life if we can get out and just take a walk through the trees or sit and look at the river. And if you need something more active, you know, you can participate in a program. But the park is open to the public, and anyone can come into the park during daylight hours and take a walk.
And there's no cost for that.
There is no fee for that. It's the park is actually a Meridian Township park, and it's called Meridian Riverfront, and then the Nature Center is located right in the middle. There's over 200 acres, and the Red Cedar River is the north boundary of that park. The whole distance is kind of long and narrow. All of our trails are multi-use, so that means it during the dry season, you can ride your bike on all the trails. In the winter, you can go cross-country skiing or snowshoeing. We have people who ride horses out there, and that's allowed too. You can bring your dog for a walk if you keep it on a leash. So we're hoping that there's a little something for everybody to get out there and take a walk and make a connection.
Well, Kit, for any of our listeners who haven't been there, what types of species of animals are they going to run into on a typical visit? And is there anything that's a little bit more extraordinary that you might have to search for, but if you do, you might actually have a chance of seeing?
Well, of course, we're still part of the Greater Lansing area, so a lot of what we see is the same wildlife that you would find elsewhere. So you're likely to see white-tailed deer. You're likely to see raccoons even. The raccoon population seems to have increased quite a bit. And we get them up in our feeding area. We have a wildlife feeding station and that attracts not only birds, but raccoons and groundhogs and possums and, you know, all kinds of, even deer. I've seen deer, you know, just chomping out of the feeders, which is pretty amazing.
Right.
But there's a, on one of our main trails, if you don't know what you're looking for, you might not see it, but there's a fox den. So the red fox is right there also. And then owls. We have barred owls that have nested over the years there, and frequently we hear them. In the spring, you might not think that's a good time for owling, but owls are very busy in the spring because they have young that they're raising, and sometimes they're actually hunting during the day. And even with school kids in the spring, we have seen the barred owls in the day, which is just a fabulous experience for them.
Yeah, worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, of which, that's a pretty small price, actually. You mentioned liking birds, and we get some pretty cool woodpeckers. We see the pileated, which is the big, I call him the Woody Woodpecker.
Right.
Woodpecker. Because
the big red head.
Yeah, got the crest.
Yeah.
Mostly that's a woods bird, so they're more into the deep woods, and so you're more likely to just hear them pounding on the trees, but we do see them sometimes. And then the last couple years, we've been seeing the red-headed woodpecker, which sometimes people get those confused with the red-bellied. Mm-hmm. The red-bellied, also a large woodpecker, has like a mohawk of red.
Mm-hmm.
The red-headed has a full red head, and his back is white. And the underside is black.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a very striking, you know, tuxedo, like reverse tuxedo of black against white. Yeah. And when you see one of those.
Oh, they're very cool. We have a few who visit our
striking.
House regularly.
Yeah.
And love, if you put the peanuts out, I'll guarantee you, you'll attract them.
We love those. And so, yeah, so the bird watching is great.
Fantastic.
And during the spring, we do a partnership with the local Audubon Society members, and some of the members will lead guided bird walks at the Nature Center, which is really fun.
Well, and that's where I want to go with my next question, because, Kit, for a lot of people, they enjoy nature, but they don't know nature.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it frightens them a little bit to go out there because, number one, they could get lost. I'm the first one to volunteer, and we won't get into that story. But bottom line is, they just don't know what to look for or how to find it.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about the guided tours that you guys offer, because to me, that is a wonderful service for people to get a chance to go with someone who may not be part of their friendship circle, but all of a sudden, because of what you offer, now they're with someone who really knows what the heck they're doing out there and knows what to look for.
Well, and that is something that we try and do with our programming, is to offer different types of walks at different times of the day. So one series of walks that we've been doing for a number of years now, but continues to be popular, we call it Howl at the Moon. And so we try and pick a Friday, that's always on a Friday night, and we try and pick a Friday close to the full moon so that we have lots of light coming in for our walk. And most people walk without flashlights. The walk starts anywhere between 7 and 9 p.m. because as we get into the summer, I change the start time so that we, at least by the time we're leaving the woods, it's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the experience of not only getting into the woods with a guide, but getting into the woods as it gets dark, which is a different experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's also one where we encourage people, if they have dogs, to bring them. And so for me, that's part of the fun of that particular walk, because I love dogs and I don't have one. And so I love other people's dogs. And so, you know, you see all these different kinds of dogs. We meet in the parking lot, you know, and the dogs do a meet and greet where they're all, you know, sniffing each other and that sort of thing. By the time we get onto the trail, you know, we're kind of in a single file or double file line, and the dogs spread out, and the one that needs to lead has moved his way to the front, and the older dog is at the back, and you know, everybody finds their place, and we do about a 3-mile loop, and so that one's a lot of fun. Some of our other walks are more information oriented, interpretive walks. So, like in the spring, our wildflower walks, we'll be stopping and looking at each wildflower that's in bloom, and giving you a little bit more of that information that you're talking about. Where, you know, what's the name of it? How do I know that it's in the mustard family? You know, oh, I see that it's got four petals, and you know, where does that come from? And you know, cool names like Dutchman's Breeches. You know, why is it called that?
Yeah, why is that? Right.
So. You know, we do that sort of thing.
What I like about that is, you know, all of us get a chance to go outside in, not all of us, but all of us who want to go out in nature a lot. And it becomes a much more three-dimensional experience once you have a little bit of knowledge behind your back. Like, what is the bird you're seeing? What is the flower you're seeing? You can see them and you can recognize their beauty. But then to have that three-dimensional understanding of what they're doing there, or why they're there, or why they're located where they're at, probably adds a lot after they leave the nature center.
Well, I hope so. I know it does for me, and that's probably how I ended up in this business, because I'm always like wanting to know, you know, what is that, and why. The whys are very important.
Right. One thing that the listeners may have had children that have gone out there, or may have gone out there to go inside the building, but in short, tell us a little bit about what they would see inside the building.
Ah, yes. Inside the building, we've also been kind of developing things, and over the years, we've really been able to increase our number of live animal exhibits, which is fun for us. We're a local nature center, and so we focus on Michigan animals, and that's very important to us to help people find out what lives here. You know, not, you know, we're not talking about Africa or you know, out west, big, beautiful species. Our little turtles and snakes actually are quite beautiful as well. One of our snakes that we have is a milk snake. If you've ever seen one of those, they have, especially the underneath part, they have like this checkerboard on their underbelly that's really cool.
Uh-huh.
And recently we were able to acquire a black rat snake that's now living with us that is normally found in the southern part of the state. They're fairly uncommon in the Lansing area. The lower part of Michigan is kind of the north part of their range. I grew up in Ohio where they're really, really common. And but what's cool is they're a tree snake. So from an exhibit standpoint, what that means is instead of burrowing under the substrate in the tank, they're up at the top and they're out there where people can see them.
Yeah.
And so that's
a beautiful snake. I've never seen a black rat snake, right? That's what you called it?
Yep.
And I've never seen one. And when I went out there, it's like, wow. Even with a black color, all the prisms of color that you see in that snake is just beautiful.
Well, and all of our animals that are there are either catch and release, which means that they stay very temporarily and then we let them go, or they're permanent residents because for reasons of an injury or we don't know where they came from, they cannot be released. And we have all the proper permits and permissions from the state to have them live with us.
Well, fabulous. Kit, I'm afraid to say we've run out of time, but for any of our listeners who are interested in information about Harris Nature Center and your programs, where can they go to get it?
Well, they can go to the Meridian Township website, which is meridian.mi.us. Look for Parks and Recreation, and then on that page, you'll see a link to the Harris Nature Center.
Okay.
And they can give us a phone call.
Fantastic.
And that is 517-349-3866.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Kit Rich, who is the coordinator for the Harris Nature Center. Kit, thank you so much. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation. Lots of new changes out at Annabelle's in downtown Lansing. So we'll have that conversation right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas? Questions? Suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets.